Water Conservation, Hess Reservoir opens in Douglas County, Jamaican Gospel Reggae Sunday, Tiger Woods on Trump, and I Shot the Sheriff, all here on episode 23 of the Wayne Feeds Podcast. Join us right now as we get started.
Exalting God in the way you live, exalting God in the decisions that you make, exalting God in the relationships that you have, exalting God in the vision and the purpose and the direction of your leadership.
I just wed you. That means you're invited to church on Sunday.
The only limit that you have is your ability to receive.
Only God could take something old and turn it into something new.
You need the pep talk from Pastor Wayne. You can do it. Come on, man. We're going to live for God. It's going to be amazing.
You hang 10 toes off the front of your board. And I'm centered on Christ, even though my situation is not.
Amen. We're in for a ride.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Wayne Feeds Podcast. I am your host and friend, Pastor and Dr. Wayne C. Hansen from Summit Church of Castle Rock. I'm glad you're joining me today. This is episode 23 of the Wayne Feeds Daily Podcast, and we're so excited to have you joining us today. Again, what you're watching right now in the Facebook live stream, because we have not got all of the formats working exactly as it's supposed to. You are watching sort of two or three mediums working semi-simultaneously at once, but you will get a chance to subscribe. You can subscribe on iTunes. You can subscribe on YouTube. You can watch here on YouTube Live. And then later on my YouTube wall, on my page, you'll be able to watch the edited version of the Wayne Feeds Daily Podcast. And this is a news and information, social commentary, Christian encouragement kind of show. And I'm so glad you're joining me today. So subscribe on one of those streams. If you're a podcaster, if you listen to messages or interviews or radio programming on your iPhone or your iPad, make sure and do that with just click that subscribe button on whatever service you're on. And then if you are on YouTube, do it that way and ring the bell there on YouTube so you can see when a new episode comes up online. Of course, if you're my friend here on Facebook Live, you can also find me there, not only in the live stream here, because what's happening with the live stream is you don't get to see all the videos and the clips and all the cutaways, but later on, about a half hour to an hour later, you'll see the fully edited program and you can watch and listen that way. So today, this episode of the Wayne Feeds Daily Podcast is brought to you by DeYoung Brothers Construction.
It said, I'm friend of President Trump.
Hold on, let me start that over because I got to do an edit right here. Today's episode is brought to you by the local promoter, DeYoung Brothers Construction of Castle Rock. Jason DeYoung and Brothers, which are good friends of mine. I've been knowing them for a long time since I started the church here in Castle Rock. They've done a deck repair here for me on my house. They do basement finish. They do whole house construction. They do repairs. And they do something that's called Perfect Turf. And Perfect Turf is a really cool product, especially out here out west, because water is such at it's at such a premium. The water bills keep going up and up and up and up and up. Water is so expensive. And Perfect Turf is a great way to cut your water bill and to get some state tax credits on water conservation. Check out this quick 30-second promotion from Perfect Turf, and I'll be right back.
Well, Dave, the lawn looks perfect. What's your secret?
I installed Perfect Turf. No mowing, no watering, no maintenance. I have so much time on my hands. Wo hai o shu tsing, shui tsing wen.
Perfect Turf. Perfect Turf of Castle Rock through DeYoung Brothers Construction. And today's episode is also brought to you by Summit Church of Castle Rock. I'm in the middle of a sermon series called Ask Anything. I'll talk about that in a moment. But this coming Sunday, this Labor Day Sunday, is a great time to come and visit church. If you love a party, if you love a celebration, if you love Jamaican food, this is the Sunday to come. It's our Jamaican Gospel Reggae Sunday and barbecue. Come join us this coming Sunday. We'll have reggae worship. My friend and sister Lalith Hale is going to be bringing the Word of God. And then we're going to have a Jamaican picnic out on the lawn with Jamaican jerk chicken and curry chicken and oxtail soup and rice and red drink. It's going to be a wonderful time. And I am so excited about Jamaican Gospel Reggae Sunday. It's now a fourth annual tradition that we've had here at Summit Church of Castle Rock. So make your plans to join us this Sunday. If you're in town right here on the Front Range, join us for this annual tradition. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful time. Now it's time to look at today in the news. All right. So what's interesting is that right now we're seeing so much controversy around sports and politics. And what I'm a football lover. Give me a thumbs up if you're a football loving person. I think I've got some Facebook Live people, but I'll tell you what, I love football. I love golf. I love all kinds of sports. I love watching baseball. The Green Bay Packers, of course, is my team. I always tell people that I'm married into the Green Bay Packers. My wife is from Appleton, Wisconsin. I was a youth pastor in Green Bay for several years. And I love this time of year. But what I don't love is when politics gets mixed into sports. And if you're with me there, give me a thumbs up if you hate it when politics gets into sports. I want sports to be about sports and not about politics. And I want to just show this quick interview from Tiger Woods when they were trying to draw him into this conflict. He had a great championship match, and then they were trying to pull him into, what's your opinion about Donald Trump? And I thought it was just so silly. I mean, whether it's baseball or football or golf or hockey or any other number of professional sports, why do we care about what athletes think about politics? They're not experts in social commentary. They're not experts in politics. They're not experts about policy. They're not experts about anything. And yet, I love Tiger Woods' answer in this particular interview. Watch this, just a quick interview with Tiger Woods as he just won a tournament and talks about, we have to respect the office even if we don't respect the person. Check this out.
So one of the first African-Americans, prominent African-Americans, that said, I'm friend of President Trump, was Dennis Rodman, believe it or not. You saw it in North Korea when he came out. And then Tiger Woods is somebody else who you just saw about 6 months ago. I think he was golfing with the president. And then he was asked yesterday at the end of the end of the season, getting ready for the Ryder Cup. Somebody said, hey, what do you think of President Trump? I noticed you guys seem to have a relationship. Listen to Tiger Woods not leave his friend in the gutter. Watch.
He's the president of the United States, and you have to respect the office. And no matter who's in the office, you may like, dislike personality or the politics, but we all must respect the office.
Do you have anything more broadly to say about the state, I guess, the discourse of race relations?
No, I just finished 72 holes and really hungry.
Now, keep in mind, the President of the United States and Tiger Woods played golf. I believe it was last Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Dustin
so
Johnson.
Tiger Woods says, look, there, man, so they were I just played 72 out. Holes of golf. You want me to comment on politics? Why don't you ask me about my golf game? I don't really give a crap about Donald Trump. I don't care about politics. And I think that that's really where our country needs to get back to. Look, stop asking me about stop Donald Trump and the Congress and taking a knee. Ask me about my golf swing. Ask me about the weather conditions. Ask me about my opponents. Ask me about what's happening in the game. But people really don't want their politics mixing with their sports. And I think that's, can give me a thumbs up, somebody. I know we got several watchers. Give me a thumbs up if you're like, get off of the politics game. We want to watch sports and let sports be sports. I don't care about politics anymore, and I don't want politics mixing into my sports. And that's just my opinion, but really, I really don't care about what people, what athletes think about politics. I want to watch the game, everybody. And please, let's get off of all of this crazy Donald Trump madness, and let's let other things be more important than whatever's happening in Washington, whatever's happening in New York City. All right, everybody, it's time for inspiration and motivation of the day. All right, everybody, I love reading from the One Year Bible. I've got several watchers here today. I'm glad you're watching. And I am going to pull the reading for today's reading in the One Year Bible for August 29th, which is Job chapter 31, 8 and 9. And if you've ever gone through suffering, you know, the book of Job is all about this man who is in the ancient world who suffered a whole lot. And when you talk about the patience of Job, you talk about a person who's gone through a lot of difficulty, a lot of tough things. We always look at Job as a hero of the faith, that even though his faith was tested, he trusted God anyway. And I'm going to back it up a little bit here in Job chapter 31. And here's what he says. I am young and you are old, so I hold back from telling you what I think. I thought those who are older should speak, for wisdom comes with age. And then today's highlighted verse in the One Year Bible. But there is a spirit within people, the breath of the Almighty within them that makes them intelligent. Sometimes the elders are not wise. Sometimes the aged do not understand justice. So listen to me, and I will tell you what I think. I have waited all this time. I've listened carefully to all your arguments, listening to you grope for your words. I have listened, but not one of you has refuted Job or answered his arguments. And don't tell me he's too wise for us. Only God can convince him. And so he goes on to talk about the wisdom of Job. And what I love about the book of Job is that what it said at the end of the book of Job is that in all these things, Job did not sin in what he said about God. Well, when you know about Job, he suffered. He lost his family. He lost his possessions. His body became diseased. All of his friends abandoned him. Even his wife said, curse God and die. I mean, how rough is that if your wife says you're better off dead? And yet Job does not accuse God. Job does not blame God. Job does question God. But in the end, God says, you know, in all the things that Job has said, he has not sinned. And here's what we need to know. Here's what Job said. Job said, the rain falls on the just and the unjust. Good things happen to godly people. Good things happen to ungodly people. Bad things happen to godly people. Bad things happen to ungodly or wicked people. And who can know the mind of God? Who can know what God has in mind with his justice and with his purposes? What we have to do is just serve God, enjoy the work of our hands, keep just pressing on in the relationships that we have and the faithfulness of what we've been called to do. And in the end, God is the judge. We're not the judge. God is the judge. And when we trust God, we can trust that he's good, he's faithful, he's loving, he's kind, and he's gonna weigh everything in the balance, and he's gonna make everything right. So I'm glad to see so many watchers here on Facebook Live. That's probably why I'm preferring this camera to that camera. But anyway, in another week or so, if you will help me, if you'll support this podcast, if you'll give just a little bit of money, if you just give $5, if a bunch of you, all the people, I get 2,000 viewers a week. If just each of you will give $5, I can get a separate camera set up that will get everything to one camera and everything will stream live and I don't have to do all the post-production and everything will happen in a snap like that. So support the podcast. If you go to Summit Church of Castle Rock and click the donate button and give us $5, this podcast will explode, I'm telling you. And God will help me as I'm preaching the gospel and trying to encourage people and doing good things for him. So I hope that inspiration motivation was helpful for you. It's time, because it's Jamaican Gospel Reggae Sunday, it's time to move on to the song of the day. All right, everybody, the song of the day is one of my favorite Bob Marley songs, and I hope you like Bob Marley, because if you don't like Bob Marley, I'm not sure what's wrong with you. But it's one that he took from Eric Clapton and made his own. And it's like a rock and roll reggae song called I Shot the Sheriff. And if you enjoy it, you can sing along. Give me a thumbs up if you like that song. And if you don't like it, then I don't know, give me a thumbs down, whatever. But we're going to have some fun with this song today. I shot the sheriff, but I did not shoot no deputy. Oh, no, no. I shot the sheriff, but I did not shoot the deputy. All around my own town, they're trying to track me down. They say they want to bring me in guilty for the killing of the deputy. I shot the sheriff, but I did not shoot the deputy. I shot the sheriff, but I did not shoot the deputy. No. I shot the sheriff, but I swear it wasn't self-defense. I shot the sheriff, and they say it is a capital offense. Sheriff John Brown always hated me for what I do not know. Every time that I plant a seed, he say kill it before it grows. He say kill it before it grows. I swear I shot the sheriff, did not shoot the deputy. No. I shot the sheriff, but I did not shoot no deputy. I shot the sheriff, and they say it was a capital offense. I shot the sheriff, but I swear it was a capital offense. I swear it wasn't self-defense, but what I do not know. He said kill it before it grows. He said kill it before it grows. Shot the sheriff, but I did not shoot no deputy. No. I shot the sheriff, but I did not shoot no deputy. Oh, I shot the sheriff, but I swear it wasn't self-defense. I shot the sheriff, and they say it is a capital offense. Sheriff John Brown always hated me for what I do not know. Every time that I plant a seed, he said kill it before it grows. Shot the sheriff, but I did not shoot no deputy. I shot the sheriff, but I did not shoot no deputy.
I shot the sheriff, but I swear it wasn't self-defense. I shot the sheriff, and they say it is a capital offense. Oh, I shot the sheriff.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to this song of the day. We did it. We accomplished it. Good job, everybody. I got to wear a little sunglasses for Bob Marley. Hey, Ryan. Good to see you. Meredith, Pat, so many people watching right now. I'm glad you're online. This is a great week in the history of Summit Church. This is the summer where we're having our fourth annual Jamaican Gospel Reggae Sunday. If you don't have anything going on and you're in the Front Range, we would love to have you come join us at Summit Church this Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. at Castleview High School. We're going to have reggae worship, and my sister, Lalith Hale, who is a gospel reggae preacher, singer woman, is going to be bringing the word. And then we have a Jamaican barbecue that's going to be happening on a lawn out in the front of the high school on Sunday morning. So join us for Jamaican Gospel Reggae Sunday. It's on your screen if you're watching iTunes or you're subscribing here through video. And glad you're watching today. Also, one of the cool things that's happening this weekend is the Castle Rock Day of Prayer. So from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. this coming Sunday, this coming Saturday morning at Festival Park, downtown Castle Rock, is the Castle Rock Day of Prayer. Somewhere between 25 and 30 churches are gathering together. There'll be about 3,000 or 4,000 people praying for Castle Rock, praying for homes in Castle Rock, praying for government officials, praying for the president, praying for leaders, praying for every sector of society. I want you to see this quick promotion about the Castle Rock Day of Prayer, and I believe God is going to do a great thing this Saturday morning. Make your plans to join us this weekend down here in Castle Rock, and I think God's going to bless you for it. Check it out.
Matthew 5:14 says, "You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden." Castle Rock is our city on a hilltop.
Colossians 4 says, "Be faithful to pray as intercessors who are fully alert and giving thanks to God."
Castle Rock Day of Prayer, it is coming. Mark your calendar. Don't miss it. It's a great time to worship together.
I am inviting you, imploring you, encouraging you, come to the Castle Rock Day of Prayer.
So this will be our fourth annual Castle Rock Day of Prayer. I encourage you. Come on out. If you've been there, you know the power that's there. If you haven't, come on out and pray with us.
Since the time we started 4 years ago, things have changed. The whole atmosphere has changed in Castle Rock and the surrounding area.
It's been an awesome time to pray with the people in our community.
It's going to be a great time. We'll be praying together. We'll be doing worship together.
To unite together, pray for one another.
Please come out and pray with us in the spirit of unity, lifting up the name of Jesus.
We hope to see you then. And please know we pray for you every day.
I hope to see you there on that morning where we get to come and just rejoice in the name of our Savior and lift up His name together.
September 1st, come on out. Stand in the gap on behalf of all the people that we love and we know. We
gather together as the Church of Castle Rock and pray together and seek God's face for our community.
I hope you'll join us for the fourth annual Castle Rock Day of Prayer on September 1st. You don't want to miss it.
Let's seek God's face and His glory for our community.
I want to encourage you to be a part of the upcoming fourth annual Castle Rock Day of Prayer on Saturday, September 1st at Festival Park from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. where we're going to come together and pray and worship our God. Be a part of this. God bless you.
All right, the Castle Rock Day of Prayer, September 1st at Festival Park at 9 a.m. It's going to go from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., and it's going to be just a phenomenal time of prayer between churches, pastors from all over, 25 to 30 churches here gathering at Festival Park. Last year, I think we had 3,000 people. We could see easily that number again. And we're going to pack them in downtown Castle Rock and pray for God to move in our city, pray for God to move in our county, to move in the schools, to move in the neighborhoods, to move in businesses and in the government. And I believe God's, the Bible says that I called and you answered. So when I call into God, we know that He will answer as we cry out to Him. And we just know He's faithful to answer our prayers, whatever we call on Him. So it's time for the final segment of the podcast today. Let's talk. So So I was looking at the one-year Bible today and the particular passage that we were studying in Job, which is Job chapter 32, and talking about how God shows understanding to us that character and consistency are so important. That Job affirms his promise to God, that Job has a promise that he's trying to make to God, and God affirms what Job has committed to him. And here's what John Maxwell says. This is the Maxwell Leadership Bible based on the reading from the One Year Bible today. He says, one of the beautiful facets of the book of Job is that it displays how a man can be very human and yet very heavenly at the same time. Job feels all the emotions of a man who has endured great loss. He becomes angry. He is depressed. He's anxious. He declares his feelings openly. At the same time, he never drifts from his strong character. He remains consistent through everything. The moment it appears that he would curse God and give up on God, he affirms his promise to be faithful even when he doesn't understand what is happening. Job pledges to maintain his integrity despite his circumstances. Such a commitment is a crucial key to leadership. Now, here's why. If you're going through a difficulty, if you're going through a circumstance that seems unfair, it seems unjust, in your prayer life, you're saying, God, where are you? God, this is so difficult. God, this is so hard. God, will you please help me? Here's what we can see. Here's the reason why commitment is key to being a leader in the kingdom of God. Number one, leaders must be visionary, but they cannot see everything in the future. Only God can see the end from the beginning. Only God knows exactly what you're going through. And that's why you need God to be your friend. That's why you need to trust in God. What the Bible says, trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. So only God knows the end from the beginning. So you have to trust him. And you can't see everything in the future, but God knows everything in the future. Number two, instead of pretending to be in control, leaders must model being under control. Let me say that one more time. Number two, instead of pretending to be in control, leaders must model being under control. So it's not that you're trying to control everything, but you have to say, God, I am under your control. Holy Spirit, guide me. Lord, let me live according to your word. Lord Jesus, live inside of me. Let me do the things that you would want me to do. Let me say the things you would want me to say. Number three, leaders must model humanity and identity and identify with the limitations of followers. So a real leader, I think it was John Maxwell who said, a leader who is way out in front of his followers, a leader and when no one is following is only taking a walk. So don't just be taking a walk. Actually, stay near your followers and lead them along to where you want them to go. That's what real leaders do. Number four, leaders must model an anchored life, living from character, not emotions. We can easily be distracted. We can easily be ADD. When I see the Facebook live feed, I see people log on, log off, log on, log off, new people log on, new people log off. And it's like people have ADD. We have cultural ADD. We have social media ADD. I got an idea for you. Log on and stay on. Watch the whole feed. Commit to something and watch it to its finish and see where it lands. It's really important that you finish what you start. So if you start a weight loss program, finish it till you get your goal weight. If you start a Bible reading plan, finish it till you get to your Bible reading plan. If you commit to a church in January of this next year, commit to that church and be there every single Sunday from that January to the next Sunday. You know, if you're in a marriage, love your wife, love your husband. Do not wander. Don't let your mind go other places. Be committed, be consistent. And if we do that, we're living from character. We're not living from emotions. Good to see you, Terry. Good to see you, man. And number five, while we're leaders, we don't know what tomorrow holds. We don't know what tomorrow holds, but we do know who holds tomorrow. Say it one more time. As leaders, as people, as Christians, we don't know what tomorrow holds. But we know who holds tomorrow. God knows what's going to happen tomorrow. God knows what's going to happen next year and next next 5 years, next 10 years, even next week. And so if God is for you, who can be against you? You have to start saying, okay, Lord, I'm going to stop living for myself. I'm going to start living for you. I want you to guide my life. I want your steps, your guidance, your direction, your word to show me where I'm supposed to go. And if you'll do that, your life will be better. Your life will improve. You'll have the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the God of all creation, guiding the steps of your life. The Bible says that the steps of the righteous are ordered of the Lord, that God knows where you're supposed to be, what you're supposed to do. And it's our job to unravel what it is God's asking us to do. So it's so important. It's so important. Don't just make up your life as you go, but say, Lord, what would you have me do? And when you do that, He's going to begin to make life make sense for you. And so I don't know, maybe I should just pray. Do you want me to pray with you? Some of you are watching right now, and I've got a lot of live watchers, which is unusual for this time of day, this time of week. But I feel like if you need me to pray a special prayer, give me a thumbs up here today and say, yeah, Pastor Wayne, I need you to pray. And I just need guidance from the Lord. I need a special touch from God. I want Him to do for me what I could not do for myself. And why don't you pray with me as I pray this prayer right now? And we're going to pray that the Holy Spirit will guide us and help us and strengthen us and guide us to this, the next place, the next stage, the next accomplishment, the next mountain that He wants you to climb. Thank you for that. Like, just give me thanks, several likes here right now, just saying, yes, I want to move towards God's goal. Whatever God has for me, Lord Jesus, I say yes to you, O Lord. I say yes to your plan, to your purpose, to whatever it is that you want me to do. I say yes. Let me pray for you, okay? Father in heaven, you see all my friends that are watching right here today. You see, Lord, the hurt and the pain, the wounds, the scars, the difficulties that everyone's gone through. Lord, whether it's addiction or broken marriage or sexual abuse or any other kind of difficulty, Father, I pray that you just begin to do a deep heart work in every life that's watching and listening to the Wayne Feeds today. I pray that you, Lord Jesus, would come down and invade the secret places of our hearts and our minds, that we would know you and you would know us. Lord Jesus, I pray you deliver us from the plans and the schemes of the wicked one, the devil who is the enemy of our souls, and the demonic forces that are trying to tear us down. God, I pray you'd restore marriages, you'd restore families, you turn the hearts of the fathers back to the sons, and the hearts of the sons back to the fathers, and same with mothers and daughters, and that, Father, we would see miracles as a result of us saying yes to you more and more and more. We love you, Jesus. And we invite you, Holy Spirit, to come and do your good work. We submit to your process and to your ways. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you for watching today. I'm so glad you're watching. Would you please support this podcast, whether it's just by sharing it with a friend or financially, if God's blessed you, would you just hop on our donation page and on summitchurchofcastlerock.com, Summit Church of Castle Rock on Facebook, or go to mysummitchurch.com. Or just share this with a friend who's hurting. Just like it. If nothing else, just press the like button. That would be huge for us. Or comment in some kind of way, and let's get a dialogue started. But God bless you for watching today. And whatever you're going through, Jesus is bigger. Jesus, the name of Jesus is bigger than disease. It's bigger than depression. It's bigger than fear. It's bigger than anger. It's bigger than bankruptcy. It's bigger than any problem you might face. The name of Jesus is higher than any other name that you might be facing right now on the earth. And so remember that today, and I'll join you again tomorrow. But I just thank you so much for watching and listening today. Subscribe to this and share it with a friend. Have a great afternoon, everybody. Take care. God bless. Bye-bye.